You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our conversation with project manager Sarah Rigg about what online story she's featuring this week about the Ypsilanti area. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
What can we look forward to reading about this week?
I wrote a story about Ypsilanti-based nonprofit that serves the whole county called Friends Indeed. They have a program called Circles, and I have written about it before, but I wanted to get an update to talk about how the Circles program has had to adapt to, you know, going virtual and working around the new realities of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Circles is one of Friends Indeed's programs that helps boost low-income families out of poverty. And I have brought with me Suzanne Van Dam, who is the Circles program coordinator.
Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit to begin with about Friends Indeed.
Sure. Well, we are a countywide organization, and we've been in the community for over 35 years. We offer several different programs to help low-income folks kind of weather the storms. So we have a car program where people can get help with some car repairs. If you want to donate your car, we will accept those and either fix them and turn them around to people, or we will use the funds that we can use to sell that to help fund our car repair program. Transportation is really crucial for low-income folks so that they can get to work or medical appointments so that their life stays more stable. So that's really important. We also have a big furniture program where we give away gently used furniture to people who might be transitioning out of homelessness or just need some basic furniture to make their life a little easier. And we have finally a helpline where people can call and we can do small pots of cash assistance where we fill the niche. We try to give funding where other, say, big government organizations may have restrictions and they can't give, or they've bumped up to they just don't give to that kind of thing. For example, like a hearing aid is not covered by a lot of insurances, or somebody might need a small money to get a birth certificate for a child, a copy of that, to be eligible for some service. So we fill in the niches and the gaps in service in Washtenaw County. So all of those programs really help provide critically needed services for people who are in a crisis. But our Circles program really sort of picks up where that leaves off. This program is designed to help families move out of poverty permanently so that they don't have to constantly live paycheck to paycheck, but they can have a more secure financial future for themselves and their children if they have children.
And how have you been adapting during the pandemic?
Well, we were concerned. Circles is primarily a relationship-based program. It's based on person who applies to the program, goes through some weekly training for 3.5 months, and then they are paired with two allies. And it's this relationship between the low-income participant and the allies that really is sort of the magic of the program. It's how people share skills and their networks and their information and act as a sounding board. So we were, it's really relationship-based. We used to meet together as a big group, and we have a fun children's program and a meal that everybody ate together. So we were concerned how do you do that in a pandemic? It is not the same to meet virtually. But we have continued to meet, and we have continued to really build a strong relationship between our staff and the program participants are called leaders because they are the heads of their household. They are leading this process. So we've had forged a virtual but strong relationship with them and between the allies and the participants as well. So we've done fun things on Zoom to try to mix it up a little bit, some games and things. We've had some drive-bys where we've, like at Thanksgiving, we met at the church where we used to meet with all socially distanced, and people drove up and we kind of deposited parts of the Thanksgiving dinner so that it was a sort of a virtual way to share a meal. And we're soldiering on and still people are making incredible progress in our program, so we're excited about that.
How many people would you say are involved in the program?
In one particular cohort, a cohort is a group, we have about 9 families in the current one, but then each of those are paired with 2 allies, so that would be 18 allies, and then other volunteers who help. And then there are children as well, and we have a children's program where kids get some instruction and have fun activities. And then this week, actually, we are starting our 4th cohort, so we'll be running 2 cohorts simultaneously, and that's another 9. They're not all families. Some are just individuals, but another 9 families will be starting this week. So, yeah, about 18 families at one time.
Sarah Rigg, what else will we read about the Friends Indeed Circles program in this week's On the Ground IPSE online article?
Well, not only have they just adapted the program to COVID, but they've added some new aspects to it. They've instituted a child savings account for the children of the participants, where they can start saving money, and there's incentives if they do things like get a library card or go through some children's financial literacy programming. They can get matching funds added to their bank account, and they've also upgraded the technology for the participants, not only so they can participate in circles, but they can do things like write up resumes and do job searches. And they've also instituted a new fund that allows the participants to take advantage of college courses or other kind of continuing education. Maybe Suzanne wants to talk a little bit about the details on that.
Yeah. You know, I think the exciting thing is that, you know, I'm a staff member, but a lot of these ideas were actually our volunteers. They noted a need and said, hey, our participants don't have enough technology. They're really trying to do Zoom on their phone, and that's hard. So we're going to do a crowd fundraiser. And so they started that Laptops for Leaders program, and we raised enough funding to fund, you know, their modest laptops, or some people need a printer at home because they use that for their kids or their work. And then the Flower Fund, there's a really great perk where some employers, larger employers, will pay for courses for their employees for professional development. But those are employer reimbursed funds, so many low-income folks can't really take advantage of that because they can't come up with that cash up front to pay the tuition, which will then be reimbursed by their employer. So we just started the Flower Fund, which is basically a fund that we loan the tuition money up front until the person completes the course and gets the reimbursement from their employer, and then they pay us back. And it goes back into the same fund so that another participant can apply for the loan. Again, it's a hand up, not a handout, so people are contributing back into this. Even for our laptop program, people contribute some of their own money towards their laptop or whatever technology they need.
And it sounds like you're staying strong just despite the pandemic. That's Suzanne Van Dam, Circles Program Coordinator for the nonprofit Friends Indeed. Sarah Rigg from On the Ground IPSE, thanks to both of you for talking to us here at WEMU.
Thank you. Thank you so much.